NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Friday evening, March 27th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Internals Inc. files NI 43-101 technical report supporting Swanson Gold Project PEA. The report outlines a mine-to-mill strategy, showcasing a potential gold production restart with a 65% after-tax IRR, CONE $101 million, NPV 5%, and US$1,569 a POS AIC. LaFleur Minerals is advancing engineering, drilling, and permitting towards a production decision.
LaFleur Minerals Inc. executives outlined positive PEA results and future production plans in a recent investor webinar. The company's low capex mine-to-mill project is on track, with a gold mill set to restart soon. LaFleur aims for profitability with the successful PEA backing their strategy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. The permitting fog is lifting on one of North America's highest-grade copper projects. The permitting fog is lifting on one of North America's highest-grade copper projects. Trilogy Metals Inc. reveals Arctic deposit grades at approximately 5.6% copper equivalent, with a 13-year mine life projection. The Trump administration reinstates the 2020 decision for the Ambler Access Road in Alaska, signaling federal support for the Upper Kobuk mineral projects. A new wave of investor interest is drawn to Trilogy Metals as the regulatory environment improves for domestic copper developers.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. expands ionic clay rare earth footprint in Brazil. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. expands its ionic clay rare earth footprint in Brazil, highlighting the country's significant geological potential. With Brazil holding the world's second-largest rare earth reserves, Canemera Energy Metals is strategically positioning itself to capitalize on this underexplored region. Recent results from the Turvalandia project showcase promising rare earth mineralization, emphasizing the company's exploration strategy in this critical sector. I'm doubling. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.